You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I am delighted to welcome into our studios two young musicians here in Las Cruces who will be joined by two others this weekend and one day next weekend at the Boba Cafe for a Beatles tribute set of performances. Taylor Ray, who is also Miss New Mexico this year. Welcome, Taylor.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Amalia Zeitlin, who this is the second time I have the pleasure of interviewing Amalia, who's also my daughter, years ago when you were part of the Hey Mozart program.
Yes.
Welcome, Amalia.
Thank you for having me again.
You're very welcome. Now, both of you have since graduated college, Amalia as a violin performance major, Taylor as a musical theater major in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you, obviously, Taylor sings, Amalia also sings. How did you go about deciding to do this Boba Beatles tribute?
Well, I actually have the pleasure of putting together shows at Boba Cafe currently, and I was trying to think of a show that would be fun and would resonate with audiences of all ages, and I just thought that the Beatles would be perfect for that.
And for both of you, I grew up with the Beatles. That was my music mm-hmm. as a kid or a teenager, and they're really classic historical figures for you, even though a couple of them are still alive. What does this music mean to you?
So
this is Amalia.
Yeah, so for me, I mean, we talk about this a little bit in our show, that even though we didn't grow up with the Beatles in the same way that our parents' generation did, we grew up raised by our parents who grew up with the Beatles. So it still definitely was a big part of my childhood, and I think also for the other people in the show.
Yeah, because it's classic.
Right.
Music now.
Exactly.
of a certain kind. Okay, so you are also going to be joined by another friend of yours from high school. I should say all of you went to Las Cruces High together, mm-hmm. Tawanda Susbrick-Joachim and Mark Lett. And tell us their role, and then let's talk a little bit about the songs that you've chosen and how you've arranged them.
Sure. So Taylor. Tawanda is singing with Amalia and I, and we have some solos in the show, but it's primarily group numbers. And then Mark is our instrumentalist. Mm-hmm. He's playing piano, bass guitar, guitar, and whatever we really ask him to play, he does for us.
He's a Renaissance man, but he is singing one song, so yes. we're all very excited for that one.
The first time ever we're making him sing a song.
And is Mark also somebody you knew from school? What's his musical background?
So Mark actually did go to Las Cruces High School
yes.
with us, but he graduated the year that we started high school, so we missed him just barely.
And Tawanda?
Tawanda's a year younger than us, and we were in choir together the whole time, so mm-hmm. we've worked with her quite a bit.
Yes. And what is she doing now, besides being in the Beatles show?
She just graduated. She also got a music degree in Santa Fe, and she graduated in December. So, like us, she's in Las Cruces this year, just figuring out the next step.
Okay, so how did you go about choosing your Beatles music? Taylor brought her ukulele, and I know you'll both also be playing some instruments in this show
right.
and dancing a little bit. So how did you choose the songs?
We had this one day where we sat down and we just talked about all of the Beatles songs that we had grown up with and that we loved, and we had this massive list
yeah.
because the Beatles have hundreds of excellent songs, and we just sort of had to narrow it down, and now we have 19, and of course we're including some of the hits like Twist and Shout or Let It Be, mm-hmm. but then also we have some that we just had grown up with and liked, like When I'm 64 or Octopus's
right.
Garden.
Yeah.
Those were hits.
Right, they were. Right. They're yeah. not the top 10, but I mean, every Beatles song is a hit.
Exactly. Yeah. It was hard to narrow it down.
They were the biggest selling band of all time in the UK and the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. They were the biggest selling, and to this day, I believe nobody's beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were this phenomenon, as you know, changed music, pop and rock music forever, and were so innovative because nobody had put an orchestra behind a song
right.
like they did on
mm-hmm.
some of their tunes, or had a solo classical instrument like they did, or Indian
mm-hmm.
influences.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They did a lot of interesting things.
Right.
All right, so how did you guys come up with your arrangements?
That's a good question.
We all just sat down together and we just brainstormed what sounds we wanted to make and what instruments were available to us. And there's parts in some of the songs where there will be a guitar solo and we actually do it vocally. So we just arranged them all independently.
Definitely. And also we have a lot of different instruments in the show that we will be playing as well. So we counted up the amount of instruments yesterday in total, and I think it was 11. So there are some songs where Tawanda is playing piano and Mark is on bass, or I'm on guitar, Taylor's on ukulele. I'll be playing violin and a suya. Yeah, we have the kazoo and several different percussion instruments. So yeah, that's the way we went about it. We just listened to the songs and decided we needed this sound here and this sound here. And we might not have a trumpet, but we have a kazoo, so it's close enough.
Okay, I can just hear it. So these performances are tomorrow night, Friday night at 6 and 8?
Yes. So the dinner show starts seating at 6, and the performance will start at 7. And then the cocktail show begins seating at 8:15, and then we'll start at 8:30.
And again, Saturday, the same thing. Mm-hmm. So seating at 6, there's a meal with the dinner show. Show starts at 7, and then the second show, 8:15, seating, and you begin at 8:30. And same thing the following Saturday night, April 21st?
Yes.
Okay. You've got a song that you're going to sing for us,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so this is, do you guys have a name, or are we just saying the Fab Four?
We are the Ladybugs.
We are the Ladybugs, because we're all, we're all female vocalists singing the music of the Beatles.
Yes, and Mark is happy to be a Ladybug as well, so.
Okay, that's very adorable. Okay, Amalia Zeitlin, Taylor Ray, two of the four musicians who will perform this weekend with a Beatles. Is there a name to the show? I forget. Is it
the Ladybugs?
Just the Ladybugs. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
But doing a Beatles tribute. What are you going to sing?
So we are singing 8 days a week, and I will be playing the ukulele today, but in the show we're accompanied on the piano by Mark.
Yes, this is our one duet between me and Taylor in the show.
Okay.
Yes, you know it's true.
Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe, 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl, always on my mind.
One thing I can say, girl, love you all the time.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe, 8 days a week, 8 days a week. I love you, 8 days a week is not enough to show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe, guess you know it's true.
Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe, 8 days a week, 8 days a week. I love a week. It's not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl, always on my mind.
One thing I can say, girl, love you all the time.
Hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe, 8 days a week. 8 days a week, 8 days a week. Bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum bum.
Fantastic! That was great. 8 days a week. We heard two of the four Ladybugs, Taylor Ray and Amalia Zeitlin, and they'll be performing that song and a whole bunch of others. You said
19
songs this weekend of the Beatles at the Boba Cafe. So what have you two learned in this process?
We've learned a lot of Beatles trivia. Also, it's been really interesting just studying the music now, since we both have our music degrees, and we just are able to appreciate what talented musicians the ensemble was.
Yeah, that was the. I think that was the first big realization. The first song that we put together was Because. And Because harmonically is a really interesting song, and we were just sitting there totally geeking out about just like the crazy harmonies that the Beatles choose throughout their songs that you might not get on a first listen, but when you really dive into the music, it's really interesting.
Geeking out meaning like analyzing all the intervals that they
and just appreciating it and getting really excited about it.
Anything else? You said Beatle trivia.
Yes. So one of the first songs we put together, we're sort of doing an a cappella arrangement of Yesterday. And Yesterday was the longest song that it took the longest time to compose Yesterday for the Beatles. Paul McCartney took 18 months to write the song. And originally the words were scrambled eggs. Oh, how I love your legs. Which thankfully changed because now it's such an iconic and touching song. Yeah. But it's just been really funny for us to learn these little things along the way.
Right. And I just learned that When I'm 64, Paul McCartney wrote for his father when he turned 64. And Paul McCartney was young when he wrote that. So it didn't actually come into fame until many, many years later.
And it has been sung at every 64th birthday since.
Yes, and I think we found out from Tawanda that somebody is going to be in the audience one night who's going to be turning 64. So we know we have to dedicate it to this person that night.
That's really lovely. That's wonderful. So, Taylor, just give us a detail or two about being Miss New Mexico this year.
Right. So it's been wonderful. I won back in June, and I'm now at the tail end of my reign. I'll be giving up my crown June 9th, which is a little bit sad for me. But my personal platform has been arts advocacy. So I've got to travel throughout the state talking to elementary schools and high schools about going into music and the arts as a career, which can be scary. And when I'm not traveling as Miss New Mexico, I am doing musical things. So that's why next weekend we only have one show, because that Friday evening I have an event as Miss New Mexico, and then the next day I'm a ladybug. So it's been a very eclectic and exciting year for me.
You get to wear different hats and crowns.
Yes, different hats. One of them is a crown.
Very nice. You have to wear the crown at all the Miss New Mexico events.
I do, but I actually really don't like wearing the crown. It's kind of not in my personality to have a crown on, so I take whatever excuse I can to take it off and put it on someone else. So little kids love to have the crown on them, and as soon as I get to an event, I take it off and I start letting other people try it on.
Oh, and that would probably be inspiring for them also.
Yeah, and they love it. So I know a lot of former title holders haven't wanted to give their crown out, but I've put it on everyone I've met this year.
That's very democratic of you as the reigning monarch. And at the end of this, and you're working at the Boba Cafe.
I am.
And then you're planning to move to the Big Apple to try your hand in theater.
Uh-huh. I was a musical theater major in college, and so I'm moving to New York in August to pursue a career in that.
Wonderful. And Amalia, you recently graduated from Boston University.
Yes.
And just tell us what you're doing. I know, but the listeners don't.
Sure. So I graduated in May from Boston University with my bachelor's and
in violin performance.
Although in school I was in an a cappella choir, and that was a huge, huge part of my musical education, actually, surprisingly. So then I moved back to Las Cruces and I started my master's degree here at NMSU, also in violin performance. I'm studying with the members of the La Catrina String Quartet, and I started that in January. But it's really fun to be doing things like this show on the side, because in school I always had my a cappella choir to fulfill that itch to sing. So here I just find ways to do gigs here and there and fulfill that.
I know there's a lot of people out there who heard both of you over the years in the Las Cruces Choir and Tawanda and Mark, I guess. So the details again, Friday night, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and at 8 o'clock, two shows of Beatles music with the Ladybugs. And Saturday night, same thing, 6 and 8. And next Saturday night, 6 and 8 at the Boba Cafe on Espina.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Taylor Ray and Amalia Zeitlin, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.